I was trying to get on to our lovely Monday Daily producer, Oscar, for another rendition of Good News Mondays, but as he didn't make it into the studio, apparently he couldn't make it to the phone either because you weren't there. But I forgive you, Oscar. How are you feeling?
Mate, not too well, to be honest. I hit up the beach yesterday. I think I texted you this morning and you may have thought I was a bit hungover. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I've...
I assumed you'd had a couple of red cord eagles, a couple of light refreshments, but yeah. No, it was something else, I hear.
Oh, was it the sun, mate? My Irish genetics have failed me once again, and I got destroyed. I got a little bit of sunstroke, and I've woken up. I may as well have had 100 red cord eagles because I can't feel, but yeah, not feeling too well, but hey, the show must go on. People need their good news.
That's it, especially me as well, because like I said, I've got the dirts, or at least I did. It is nice to hear your voice, though, so that alone can pick up my spirits. Do you not tan at all? Yeah. Have you got no capacity to tan?
I freckle up, you know, yeah, what I mean? I guess okay. That's an Irish tan. A lot of freckles and mass on my skin.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm fortunate enough, just like you, and... like a couple of the other people that actually work on this show and like pretty much every other Australian, so it's annoying even saying it, but I've got Irish heritage as well, but I'm fortunate enough, I do tan. I burn first, but I do tan eventually, and I am subject to freckles along my face as well. But anyway, let's get into it. Oscar, what do you think?
Let's do it.
Alrighty, sweet. Let's get the tune going.
Now, it wouldn't be a good news segment without a bit of an animal-related section. So this week we've got good news for frog lovers. Who doesn't love a frog?
All the frog lovers out there.
Yeah. So the Krumbit Tinker Frog, after two decades of trial and error, a team of scientists has finally bred the breed of frog in captivity. Excuse me. In the hopes of preventing its extinction, it's critically endangered and found in just a few patches of rainforest.
Right.
Good news there. I always wanted a pet frog.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Frogs were always a little bit too slippery and jumpy and stuff for me. It's like, I was talking to someone the other day, actually. They were saying that they're a big lizard fan.
Yeah.
I can't stand lizards. Oh, rather, sorry. Lizards are cool with me. Spiders are cool with me. And snakes, I cannot handle snakes, man. I cannot handle snakes. And they made the argument that a lizard's just a snake with legs, which makes it even scarier. And I said, no, a snake's a lizard without legs, which makes it even, like, it's like a mythical being of sorts. It's
I wouldn't make that comparison between a lizard and a snake at all. A snake is a demon of an animal.
I don't know. No one's ever made lizards on a plane, okay? That's what I've got to say.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And Snakes on a Plane, starring Samuel L. Jackson, is one of the, I think one of the, I'm pretty sure everyone about our age has seen Snakes on a Plane at some point. Because it's a shocker.
It's a good bad movie. It's one of those really crappy.
That's exactly what it is. It's a good Saturday nights when you're like 14, popcorn and Maltesers type movie, you know?
Definitely get the boys over for a bit of a slumber party.
Yeah, or girls.
Yeah, all girls. Yeah. Right. I wasn't talking to that many girls at 14. Yeah,
No, that's a good point. Neither was I. I was still petrified.
Yeah, just watching snakes on a plane. Just like you'd be with snakes, I guess. the next bit of good news is coming from the 4-billion-year-old Wolf Creek meteorite.
Okay.
It was found in 1973.
Yep.
Quite a little while away. A little while ago, sorry. And it was stolen two weeks after being found and placed in the Atherton Museum. And a couple of weeks ago, it was found.
Right.
The police were doing a search of a property in Cairns in Queensland, and it turned up.
Okay. What did you say, Wolf Creek?
Yeah, Wolf Creek Crater in Western Australia.
Is that... That's not the same Wolf Creek, is
no,
it?
No. I was reading and I was like, oh, is that the Wolf Creek from the...
Of scary movie and unsavory acts fame.
It wasn't. Right. No, yeah, it was recovered, which is good, brilliant news out there for the media or in the museum.
Cool.
And this final bit of good news just got me excited.
Very quickly, Oscar, to that point, the aptly named kind of Wolf Creek. Did you know there's wolves in Australia?
No way. Whereabouts?
Man, just like out there. Maybe that's not true, but I'm pretty sure someone told me that the other day because I always just thought foxes, like dingoes. But I didn't.
Wolves is like an American thing.
Yeah, we can't have wolves. Actually, now that I think about it, they were wrong. My friend Joel was like 100% wrong on that.
Yeah.
But do you know we actually have deers in Australia? That's how we got onto that topic.
We do have beers. Wolves. No, I'm going to forget about that.
Oh. Deer with a D and like antlers and stuff, like John Deere.
I thought you said beers, and I was like, that's a weird trend.
Yeah, I know we do.
We don't have wolves, but we've got beers.
Yeah, there's deer in Australia.
I did know that. Oh, I didn't know that
one. I didn't, man. I had absolutely no idea. I thought, again, deer were just like a North American and European thing.
Yeah.
Like forest in terms of, like, forest animal rather than, like, a bush animal, but...
Yeah, anyway. I know what you mean. Well, I'm going to pretend the whole wolf fact. That doesn't exist. If I think about that, I'm just going to freak me out.
I could go on, but, like, don't humour me. It's just, that's fine. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's do it. Beers. Not deers, but beers. 100 beers were shouted in Darwin after the release of Andrew Sinclair. So he was in quarantine. He'd been through quite a nasty little sequence of quarantines. He'd gone from Switzerland, Jersey and the Channel Islands and London, and then arrived in Howard Springs in rural Darwin. And he thought, I'm out of quarantine. He was happy. He'd really enjoyed his stay, and he shouted 100 beers for everyone in the local area.
Wowza.
I mean, I think we're both fans of the old red cordial every now and then, so you shout your mates a few drinks.
Yeah,
but
I don't mind. We've had the chat, like City Beers. We've said City Beers, which is more or less, it's going to put you back about $10, like a blue note.
Yeah, got a bit of a reaction, I remember, in the studio.
I reckon a Darwin beer is not costing $10.
Darwin, maybe $5-$6, like a happy hour beer, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I don't know, jury's out. I don't know if it's pints or like pots or however they do it.
Maybe you got a few jugs. Maybe it's a bit exaggerated. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know, pretty good stuff. Is that all we've got for, once again, timed it very well to the music.
Perfect.
Is that about all you've got, though, for the
That's all we've got. I think I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm going to wrap myself in aloe vera, turn my air conditioning on, and just close my eyes for the next 3 hours.
All righty, man. Well, all the best. Hopefully I see you soon. And don't worry, nobody in the studio has made fun of you this morning, especially me, for not making it in.
All right, believe me. Thanks for the chat, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Catch you later.
Laters.
That was Oscar Byrne with another fantastic rendition of Good News Mondays. Always puts a smile on my dial.